summary, and so we have actually 65 people from all over the world also connected to what's happening here, and they're really also happy to be able to connect it to us.
That's really good.
So really grateful.
Yeah. Now, part in Rome again. Traveling here, moving here. So now no day, no day. She don't try to. I go up Sabbath charges.
Very large.
Da, tomar, ini, horda, horda segera, da horda, tombote, da, pöge, si tom pöge yangra le, losar, tia, desi, siyade dani horda tambu de zo tsiger si ton peji lomba so 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 le lo saba nyen zin tsu le yo ta minda wat le de yodre na yang la la wala de den horda tambu ne ta lo de yo ning ba de pa zo ne ta saba de tsu tsiyage kap cha de gare ene ti kap de ne tene tachik chöto jikten gangi teneyo tene tomi tashi bigi nzego tega na shinge jik pensi ngoshimba sudon sunda wuji tenayo nganeyo tene tashi dele seyage tene lukso tende yodegare te yoba na shinge ta tanda Dewainanda, Purge Losate, Anima Zamiman Tsegura, Dandy, Ne, Nene, or Tamjede, then Tashi Delay, Sugars.
There'll be the Tibetan New Year that's coming on Tuesday. And so this is kind of the most widely accepted and recognized New Year. And there's many different traditions of actually calculating the New Year in Tibet, but the most kind of widely recognized and accepted one is coming up on Tuesday, the celebration of the new year, which really marks the distinction between the year that's passed and then a new year coming. And so at that time, usually there's both religious and secular kinds of activities, specifically relating to bringing auspiciousness in and a kind of celebration. People greet each other and get together with their acquaintances, wishing everybody good fortune and all positive things for the coming year. There is this tradition. So as this new year is approaching on Tuesday, first and foremost, I'd like to say Tashi Dele and greeting to everybody here.
Hello. Saba, the tse on the Tayong Alonzo chick, lo chigi. Yon shawa, go saba nobody yon, samungere. Tit sambigi cocktaila. In it? Tati lo chigi. Ringi shawa. Then a tane chisho, the chisho shaware. Ti chisho gishawate. Tene ta lam dun roya tene lek bisho sun ro thua gi che do ene ta thoma nga ron choi na ta si je pa om no si nam da ta te de ya ge so hye de ge re ta ta si je pa sia de ya ten da ngo ma te tene Kumchurumbo chen namba sumda. Ani 대화를 시작과 제당 아니 송춥 셈바 제당 되니 다시 빌람모 제당 되니 직대 종화 제당 다 자르고 침보 대기 대초 탐제네 아니 샹 차와 서로한테 봐 된대기 거네 아니 다 샤와 강짱교회나 디 샤와테 에는 렉비쇼드수 너 퇴야기 체도 되니 다 선대비시 얘기하지 되네 다 다시 제박이 된다 영 대란을 되게 하래 대인디 되니 주 다 로 코르마치 그린래 다 샤와 잠주 최던 직땡 니가 여대가 이때 단 직땡기 샤와테 대가 쓰지 할래보 가는 찍이야 말이 저 치슈디 최쇼 샤와래 대인데 최쇼 샤와테 람든로 비시도 이는 모놈 답죠 다 당기 공드시바 나신 다시 제파 다 치수 제파 대단 되게 거네 대는 소환될 때 소용 내가
But Losar, time, this new year, is an opportunity then to begin all the new work and activities for the coming year. Of course, within a period of time of 1 year, we'll be engaged both in spiritual endeavors as well as worldly kinds of work. Between the two of these, of course, our spiritual endeavor is the more important effort. And so then in order for this to go properly and be accomplished according to our wishes, then it's customary that we recite this prayer here, the verses of the Eight Noble Auspicious Ones. And the meaning of this prayer, primarily, is paying homage to the Triple Gem, the Sugatas, the eight Sugatas, the eight great Bodhisattvas, the eight offering goddesses of auspiciousness, the eight protecting worldly deities, the four kings, and so on. So one pays homage to them, makes prayers to them and so on, in order so that all of the endeavors we will apply ourselves to from both worldly and spiritual perspectives can be properly accomplished and excellently undertaken. And so, of course, between these two, spiritual and worldly activities, we would consider the worldly activities not as important as the spiritual ones. The most important thing we can focus our energy on is our spiritual effort. And so we consider this prayer also to be especially important for being able to accomplish this in a perfect manner. That's why it's customary to recite this and pray.
Dini, that's it. Depigi lole tangamus nere samna tong de nayo. Tene tashito gwene nanda, girgi gwene nanda. Tene kanga girita, dunga giri. Tende tashuk chumbo. Tende chadigare. Pena. Nepali, Nepali, Jacob, did a summoner tona, one lone diggy, then they pig lone di nanola, then a chick siam jayanda undada. Tegana singi young chick that mundi be remambo or change. That shunder a patchy chick they be log non a young. Chishinable, then it's hard to go. And it's usual when it's some not on a young. 진직 댐반 준비기 시부 담바 근데 망보 전지용 딱 구세동 그냥했는데 근데 시험인데 직 최동 직된 강기 텔레상는 동나요 직 강한 첨부나 진지도 능한 첨부 진지기 급 진지 다 흉되어래 다 진지기 상는 동네 다 마음바기 다 로사바기 니 노래 아니 진지기 직 민주 비차선한다 강아 동안의 차트에서 탐지 민중과 민중이 시대에 있나요? 그래서 즉 선대 뭐는 강투도 시진다다. 그 당기 시반난 신기 즉 또 최쇼도 있다 최래 최쇼 되네 렉비차 탐지 있나요? 다 강의 강도 즉 패트제 야보 영향이 최도 되네 선대 뭐는 소세지 니바 공유시지 됐어요. 이 시라게 독에 첨부 찬두결에 도미 땜들 세야 돼. 되네. 난 내 첨부 친지 인도결에. 되는데, 당하지 로사바스네. 즉, 랑갈 룰렌 조동 세안다고 된지 즉, 남이 시한다고 했는데, 마인바게, 되네, 최소 그거네, 되네, 다 당기 시바 나시, 선데, 말람, 소수, 니바, 강유, 농지대, 에네, 다 로사게, 즉, 닌된다고, 닌본다고, 내 치신다고, 로사게, 지승되게, 내 치신다고, 되네, 인데, 된지, 농아테, 이 독이 전부 레이스니, 이 남바철 시야 직대인스.
We consider what's happened over this past year. We think about it generally in the world and society, as well as on an individual basis. Then, it's quite sure there's been quite a lot of hardship. There's been suffering, difficulty on all of these different levels. Even we just take. For example, in Nepal, and think about what has happened in Nepal over the past year. This massive earthquakes, and then of course so many unwanted kinds of circumstances have come about here. In fact, we might even say that this last year in Nepal was one of maybe the hardest year ever for this country. If we think about the past year from the perspective of the Dharma, and of course, as well, great noble beings who have been upholding the sacred teachings are leaving, have left for the Pure Lands, have left their bodies, of course. Now, if we think about this coming year and look towards the future, then really we could say the very heart of the Tibetan Losar is to make prayers and aspirations according to one's own capacity, that such unwanted kinds of circumstances, any kinds of suffering and so on, will not continuously occur. And thinking, of course, that Dharma and our spiritual life is the most important thing. This Losar period is a time to make fervent aspirations that these activities will increase and all be excellently accomplished and just grow and become greater and greater. And so we think that this is, of course, the best use of time and energy, specifically at the beginning of the year during this period of Losar. Of course, making that auspicious interdependence at the beginning is something that we see as very important. And so that's why that time of Losar is a time for prayer. It's a time to make those kinds of aspirations. and praying that, of course, the unwanted circumstances and all these aspects of suffering will not continue. And so then when one makes that auspicious interdependence at the beginning, then of course the ripening of that will unfold appropriately. So especially we consider the very essence of Losar celebration to be making these kinds of prayers, each and every one of us according to our own capability.
로 아니 다 최질로 좀 다다라 다 전주 잠도 그래 전주 잠바나 신게 아니 최지 된다 아 신야 되어 있나요 다 직 로레던 다리긴도 야지 녹여래 去年的新安了 대신 야주 되게 아니 다 마음 바는 배시 세그라 배시 세던 간리 제근도 되게 편도 간리 용도 된되게 삼는 동안에 시라게 도게 첨부레 텐도 배나 당하는서 아 럽종은 나로를 최 마임비 럽종 여러와 배나 즉 천리 럽종 세안다 본다다 대가 난신기 즉 맨주 글럽종 세안다고 다 딘데 글럽종 데서 망보 제온디 다 딘 글럽종 데 소소 제네 신로디 다 배는 천리 글럽종 야보지 신 찬로디 아니 즉 추제 그리 인다면다 다 딘데 그 조야게 다 팬도 레군도아 즉 남카는 푸르통게 사오는 저통게 ते तंगिन सेवा नासी पेदे अ किलोमीटर तोंडा मम्बी फारोले दे देनायो छेज छिदेन तंजे गोतुंगे तिंदेग योचे सेनिक लजोन चेने थेवचांगदी त टुंडे तिंदेग यों तं थुगियारे देगा नासी कि योचे मेनचे लजोन तिंदे सेनदी तिने दीगी छेन दे सोसे जुले जोन रदी Tene nācā gari mīndāvā māmbu chēnjī, sōsū ngāni nāyindā, mī yendā nācā chēn, tene chik nācā chū kāndē kāpō yināyō, ane tējī chū tūngkēn, chik, tā tene kī yōng pēntō māmbu chēnjī, chumdē māmbu chēnjī yōndu gāre, tene yōng chik pāñjūr yājē tōng tōng gā tōrē lab yōng, Shevandu, yung chik tsendele ngano so gobi ki panjur chik tatso kormo rwa, ngul rwa, tende ina te yajie tongya ke lobjong de yevandu, diig lobjong tege yung peshe tongdu chik panjur yajie tongya leo pendo chambu yungya, tat tende yodhe gare. Te chire tat lobjong kari chena yung, di lobjong Shin Yajo Tegi Ta Tama Peshin Dabu Kandendu Kendo Dabu Kandendu Tati San Noyon Tong Gugur La Tene Lobjon De Shin Tadi Tene Jigi Shole Injimiji Peshayon Tong Gugur Mato Bagi Tene Peshay Mato Shah Shodo Tene Lobjon Sheva Tumde Med Pendo Meva t dhrimdhe meba chini chandru gara. Te indi, ta ngana tu chikchwe mahimbi ki lopjong giri la samna tona yon. Tine, thambu lopjong shebi nekab na, nye nindrik lopjong sheban shena, ngale kari pendo yon gindu. Ti lopjong di nye mahomba la peshe kandhi tong gindu samsam ki, ta chaji chi huan tu tona, te lopjong chandru gara. Te chewa nanshin shene te, Tiga setan tumbal lendu di, ini, tak tangi kiba nasi, cik susu yang tenam timbik gane, ini pentol ke syawa mampu cengji, tak drup tungkeh, ngui ke gane drup tungkeh, ini tenje cengji yang duga le.
Now the Rigpa Shedra has been running for many years, over 10, we could say. It's been since the beginning of our Shedra here until now. Sometimes the duration has been 4 months, sometimes it's been 3 months. Whatever the case, it's been a time of diligently applying ourselves to studying the meaning of the teachings of the Buddha. accordingly, our understanding of those teachings, the knowledge that we've gained through this endeavor, month by month, year by year, has definitely been increasing and has definitely been developing. So we've been acquiring a great deal of knowledge regarding the crucial key points of the meaning of the Buddhist teachings. And so now it's an extremely important point also, and probably many of you have already been asking this question, what's the benefit of doing that? How is this knowledge something that we use? Because, of course, it's important to see the knowledge that we gained as something that's going to be applied in the future. And so these are important questions to think about and to ask ourselves. What benefits will come out of our study? And how is this knowledge going to be used? If we think about the study of other kinds of subjects, whatever the case may be, science or medicine and so on, then it's also the case that we ask these kinds of questions. If we just think about science and those individuals who are studying science, of course, the benefits that we can see that have come out of the knowledge gained in that field have allowed many things to happen. We can fly in the sky. There's ways to move under the earth. People can listen to Dharma teachings hundreds of kilometers away from them. We have these kinds of outcomes. Likewise, in the field of medicine, the knowledge that's been gained within that context is allowing many different kinds of illnesses to be appropriately treated and dealt with, both on an individual basis for others as well. Even very difficult kinds of diseases are being effectively treated through the benefits of the study of medicine. So there's great benefit. Likewise, I mean, really economics, thinking about how it is that we increase wealth. And of course, you know, related, the main thing we need in terms of wealth, thinking about how we live our lives, is money. How does this increase? How do we actually make the economy get better? These are all fields in which we can see beneficial outcomes. And of course, those people who are engaging in the fields are asking at the beginning, what are the benefits of studying in this manner? And how will I use the knowledge that I've gained? It's important to ask these questions before beginning any kind of endeavor. The knowledge that we gain is something that should be used. And so if we just study something and acquire some knowledge, but just leave it be, then we really can't say that there's been a benefit to that study. Certainly that's the case when we think about subjects that are other than spiritual endeavors or other than the Dharma. Likewise, also, it's important for us to think about those same questions related to our study of the Dharma. Because the qualities gained from knowledge are things that must be put to use, and that's how the benefits then actually come forth in a real manner.
당한조 대시에다는 탑럽종시야 때 되네 딱 당기네 시야죠 그치 사이언스 안다 온다다 되네 딱 맨지리 세안다 뭐 반조지리 세안다 뭐 되게 럽종 가요 말에 시에다게 럽종시 즉 너인난다 나인난다 되게 시체 홍보질레스나요. 아댄소 직생리기서 야주 남칼은 푸르주 사월은 저지산다 오던데 강에서 신기 말에 저신데 쪼기야 말에 내가 난 신기치 최로종 세계지 되게 반지르야 제톤 투야 강에요 말에 대무교박에 뒤던다 도슨 돈에 도슨 반지르파 냠제서야 너 근데 영원도게 아래 Ti indi, ah, mana kerja ni aje tu, lepas jom cek ini. Ah, cik sata rimbo ni dayo, dewa namsi tamu tinjau jowo dale uzu tam ni de. Teka nasi ni rosong ina ya, mang taji je tong. Tan dini kita ni, cie je lepas jom cie cie dejo dale. 당연히 다 지금 팬도 너무 가를 내긴데요. 마음발에 취해지 럽종데 신선하여 되게 딱 배신 너무 간래지 똥거긴데 삼삼게 아니 삼는 동안데 독이 전부 차는데 와 대리 마토박에 땅아쯔 왜나 달로게 리비시에다게 딱 내수 사반나본다데 되니 Tatenga lone lo chuji lobjon se yajo digi tayo chumde chigde tatalo gigin gigin tak pecha palla yagi gigin gita shawashiate hanam netu sabachi chadere tatayang chig shuji na 근데 가야만 말해. 이게 라자 첨부기 계좌야 말해. 이 기계인데 계좌 첨부기 계좌야 말해. 즉, 페나 텐손 토릉글 잡다. 젠달 최마인 비기 기계 계좌 첨부. 되네 대선 자와게 떨어비나 첨부. 근데 요즘 That's the sort of town that you must be getting to the Kaya Yamare. Tindy. That ticket from the Tanjigi Kaya Nazar Pen to Akira Kaya Yamare. Naya Kaya Yamare. That ne said no look good tooth in the low joint in it. I'm home by the night passing in gigging the chug and do somebody give me you some yajute. Give me you the Pendo Chamber of Kaya. Yeah, talk about this.
Now, here in the context of our Shedra, then it would be very difficult to say that the outcomes or the benefits of our study would be anything even close or similar to what scientists and doctors and economists and so on are bringing forth in terms of their fields in the world. Very, very different, of course. And either whatever perspective, sutra or tantra, the highest kind of knowledge we could acquire based on study in either of those two arenas is not going to enable us to understand how to fly in the sky or mine or doing work below the earth, seeing what's there. Certainly it's not going to contribute to increasing the economy. In fact, the money that we spend to be here is probably helping the economy go down. What really is the benefit of this. We've come here, we're staying here for a long period of time. It's cold. Not really conducive circumstances that are enabling us to feel good. Most of us are spending a fair amount of money to be here to study the Dharma. So really, what's the benefit of this? In the future, how is this knowledge going to be used? I think it's really important to ask these questions and to consider this very carefully. As we know, this year we have something new happening. After years and years of study, we can finally say we have the success of a new teacher. So, from one perspective, however, I have to say that I don't think that's anything special. If you think about it, our new teacher in the Shedra is not going to become famous because of this position. Definitely, she's not receiving a high salary. So, if we think about that compared to teachers in famous big universities and so on who are renowned, who get paid very well, what we've accomplished here really doesn't compare. Nothing like that. And so even to say that, okay, this outcome, this success we've had after 9-10 years of Shedra, of having one new teacher, I can say clearly that was not the objective. That was not my main objective in this whole endeavor.
Tā tīndē jī sāma tāng dē, tīngā nī ngā rāng gē sāma mōmbā tāng yō. Ngā ngā mā shē dā lē, tā lōb yōng jē bī kāw tīnā lā, tā jī ngā tsōn tīndē lōrīm sāyā rā wū tīndē dē yō mā rē tē. Tā shē dā gī lōb yōng jē jē nē, tīnē tā tāma jī kēmbō gē cēnē jī, kēmbī mīn jī. Tayagi soriyore. Then can be mean the tone do the any ta so se tenga jang jajo chu de tini ta pa mi yin da la pa haram ta si chung yen da wo ta si don ya yin gi gone nyen kin ma nyun chin ji yong gi yore ma to ba ge ta nyen kin yuen ni zong de ta haram xie chung hien lo wu qin ji chan lo gyo re. Ta dindri ki ji zhung zhe qin ji re ma tu ba ge ta ji kenpo ki min ji ra ca ji ji jakob ji ki prime minister na wun da tu president na wun da dindri ki niba qin wun da kaya yo ma re tangin xie pa na xin ki ji lafu qin wun da wun dindri yo kaya yo ma re. Tīndi, tā ngā su lop jōng tīni, jīk lō rē rē nīnī māyīn bāgē, jīk lō, tā jīk ngā su lō gu sēyā yor, lō jū sēyā gā cē yā gār tē, lō gu tōng jū tīndi kī tīyīn tē lē yōng, jīk lop jōng tē zō rō yā rā wō, tā chū rō yā rā wō tīndi mē tē gā rē. Tā ngō yōng gā cē jāng tō nā yōng, tīni jāng yā, Saba, jing maru maru le dianrawo, tindri chenji yindu gyore. Ti chedi, ta nga tsoki chö ji lop yon tege, ti nge tangin sheba nangshinge, ta njiktengi sho tele, tine pendon rabo kanyan tong tuku mendo, tangin sheba nangshinge chik, Pena nganda wanda china tensang ki mobil nindi yang tani peche tong sheng mendo. Ya nangka na puya salin zuya ki trujan da manda zuya de pala chur. Lo ni pachi misi tele che rang jang du yin te. Te tam ji peche tong ya yang ngone kapu cha gendo. Tene ta tega nanshin rwa chi che lop yon te rang 직대인게 직 다카선 챙기기 야제선한다 근데서니 딱 그런 남가한다고 카가차되디 되네 최진럽종이 거네 직 댄류긴 추지 사바도야 파주 배시동에 있나요 직 신투금도 이 진지인데 당 내치르 직 론은 론티네 망보지 장네 장이 다 장 야조 되게 다 직 팬도 치셔 가래 연근도 되게 배신라고도 간대던 거근도 삼삼게 근데 삼노 때 한번 가는 거에 나 망보 진지 되네 근데 그 삼는 콜뉴 배나 땅 앞아 유럽 쇼나다 데니파 다 아리 US 덴델레 다 참참 티징 체제가 들어온데 데니 다직 잠불니 룸바 멘다 마음보네 데니 메 마음보 체인지 다직 로스 망 타지 떠네 데니 레웅기도 대체 휴가 인생을 내놓는데 저는 이 삼삼 산다던 게 캔자 딱 옌 드네지 마셔야 되네 콘도 로승 딘데지 마음부터 강아 딘데자 사다리 뭔데 딘데진지 니네 랩되어야 되게 딱 가르친 딘데지 랩이어래 삼삼라고 그 딘데게 삼나 마음부 콘요
Truly, these are questions and points that I've spent quite a lot of time thinking about and considered from my own point of view as well. When I was studying in Shedra, there wasn't even this conception of a progressive kind of course through a certain fixed number of years. One studied at the Shedra and studied and studied and studied, and finally, at some point, one might receive the title of Kenpo, which enabled, basically, one to give teachings to someone else. That's kind of the way we thought about it, that on the basis of receiving the title of a Kenpo, this allowed that individual to expound the teachings to others. And so it was kind of like if there would be someone there to listen, then if you had the name of Kenpo, then you could be the one to teach it. That was the measure of success. It was kind of like that. Getting the name of a Kenpo isn't like becoming the prime minister of a country or the president of a country or anything like that. There's no great power that comes with receiving the title of a Kenpo from that worldly point of view. Certainly, all the benefits that come with those kinds of positions. And so, you know, the duration of the study, we're not talking about 1 or 2 years. This is an endeavor that goes on for 9 or 10 years. And then even reaching the end of that, say, and receiving that title of a Kenpo, absolutely does not mean that one has exhausted the topics of study within this field. In fact, quite to the contrary, the more I studied, the more I realized how much there was to study, new information that I had yet to know, and that I could very much enjoy spending time studying. So, as I've already said, if we look at that from a worldly point of view, sometimes it wouldn't make sense from that position. For example, taking the case of myself, I really don't even know how to properly use one of these mobile phones. Forget about flying in the sky. You know, forget about all the outcomes that I've mentioned that come from these other kinds of fields. Definitely, the study of Dharma, even over 100 years, isn't going to enable even me to know very well how to use a mobile phone. So from that point of view, we can say that the kinds of developments that come out of the field of science and so on are extremely different. In fact, these two paths of a worldly path and spiritual endeavor are very different. So it's not that this attempt to study the meanings of the teachings of the Buddha are going to give us the knowledge to use new kinds of gadgets. That's not what it's about. Actually, I've thought about this again and again, year after year, we're immersing ourselves in study. What's the benefit of that? How is this knowledge going to be used? Definitely, I spent a lot of time considering these points. I travel to Europe and America from time to time to give teachings there. And I observe actually many people come to receive those teachings from all different places. They spend quite a lot of money to get there to receive those teachings that I'm giving. And I wonder at that time as well. People making big effort, going through hardship to receive the teachings. Why? What's the benefit?
Tega na shingi da tumba chomjen degi tine tan zepa senada namtar da tetsu nono le tan namtar lo ya re da tenson chik lo nye tine chab ya ju yara chik namtar dam timba da tetsu le ta onde yon da tumba chomjen degi tine tan ngar Jarbo, that Jarbo teon chick Jarbo chunyu maim bagan, one chick get at ink Jarbo, chimbuchi gay, then it says a tone. Then they in the tankong juxa in nayo, Jarbu podon on the jew. Then it chick call a shafshi say amendo, then a jude long shi say amendo. Then chick do say tea gosso? The halam. Then the Jarbo Yenda made in King Chick Long Shu Dong Anton Chamberton made in King Tindigi that Dakunda te Tetumbachum in the Chandagura that Tindigi Tin Dapu Ching Tumbachum in the Tayon that Gunla Nishu Chick Chunjune Yachene Halam Chick Jigdin Don Tumbashe Chick Kunaya, Sungi Sene, then Chick Zumoina, ye. Jig think Shawanda would tend to no. Tindy, she on the Taham Jigunlo, Nishuta Yama Leondi, then you might chick that Jacondo, Jude Longe, that Chick Zumoda, Jebate, Leodone, that Shinaji the Pager, that Shinaji, you ne, did Zag Kamba. Chick Nolole, that chick re Mabo Senanda, Sebo Senanda, that the Niji Namne, that Shela in a middle non Jahandone, the Nishinta Naman Kona Jacono David Negona, Sosu Noam Milipa Jimbaton Tungende, any Jesu Kong Mesong Gohal and Rone, me Sayag Kala Tomate, any clone, that Jenny, the Nig Tinikun Kuse, that Chekade. Check out the condition. The name that the Namus Namtan on the Seba Nashi, the Nisha de Ras. This is the Tatevochi Church to Nichan.
If we think about the life story of our teacher, Lord Buddha. Then you can read that. It's also possible to see this. There's been films made that we can watch different episodes from the life story of the Buddha. And we think about that, then the Buddha was born as the son of a king, and a king that was not insignificant, a king that was extremely great, powerful, renowned, And the Buddha was born as his son into a vast palace. That's where he lived. That was his home. It was a palace. And there he had an entourage of servants, wealth, whatever could be imagined. In fact, we could probably say that the Buddha's father was unrivaled in terms of the power and wealth that he had as a king at that time. And so then there was the Buddha enjoying all of that dimension of being born into royalty, wealth, power. The Buddha was the heir of all that. He was able to enjoy all of it. And so from the time he was small, he was raised aligning with that worldly dimension. And so as he grew older, this is what he enjoyed. He had a queen, he took queens, he just spent his time doing worldly kinds of activities until some point in his 20s when he turned his back on all of this and he left everything behind. All that wealth, his queens, everything. And he departed for the forest to live in a grass hut, wearing either a white or a red piece of cloth. And he begged for his food. He had to go house to house and beg just to get something to eat. Before, as the prince, I mean, he was the object to which he received, you know, other people's generosity. Now he had to go and ask and beg for food. So we can say from one perspective, that's the outcome of spiritual practice.
That didn't Chugi Tumdresia de Jigdingi Lobjong Jigdingi Jose Lonche Gangiang Duma to begin. Dene Pento Talana Mebate any Chudigi Dup together. Did Dup to a change in the Dene? Tangisha Banashi, Dumba Chum Dende, Inayon, that Jabu Podon on a June, then Jiktingi, De Longshula, Longshu Yajo Tigi, that they won't call Dumar Jiranji Chad, we are. Tele Katsiji Longshu Denayon, Tigi, then. Kurvi dunga de san papon tugi amare. Kurvi dunga de shuk cheru, cheru yong ya chinji. De chandu yare, de yoba de, any dumbachum de indege, chene, ta, de kurvi gi chu tam je pa lutone, dene, korwale, ndibige, ta nyang deji, drugugundu gong. That's Sanjiji Common Segura. Sanjiji Common, you drip gugundu, gongundi. That's Sanjiji Common drippy gay. Capsu, then in Jiktingi, Jude Lanche, Jiktingi Chen de gay. That could no jiji redigar, Pachin Charadigar. Then in the Ta Kulu Juri Jarbu gay, Jasig Lanche de Cheba Tanji, then Kongpa, Lerna Tongpa do. Then it. Tatu Sanji Common, Dratambi Commonte, that drip took me on the chain, eh? That couldn't give me you Kakasim Yara, Jikdingi Pendo give me you my imbagi, that Sanji Common, Yandiji Common, did Taugundu, Samni, dig me you the Simundi, did Tabarsheba, Dangin Shebanashi, Jikdingi Chur Seage, then on Shetanji dig it, 팬 토제 먹은 내제인도 가래. 내제인데 당부 대파빵 그거다. 대파빵에 되네? 최당 팀비기 난 냠네. 배는 아주 나란자니 남도 로트도 까와치에서 해결어. 된디 그다 된 냠네 라짱운데 에네? 다 자갈 돌지 딘네. 된 타투 상지지 공몬세야제. 된 공게 타투스네. 다 산지지 공봉한테 탄로디 다 산지지 공봉게 되네. 대화대라 삼나토나 단 직땡 코르비게 단다 나츠 주제 논쇼 깨다세 한다분 딘디게 다짜는 젠다 채용야 짜는 맹켄친지. 단 타투 산지지 공봉게 대화세지테 다 직땡드 대화 라나메바 다 딘디게 대화제 딘디쿵게 So, talk to her. Then, I'm debiting in the tani. And, Jawa, drum member, the top matu kengi. Any tenji, there was Sanji Komonte. Then, Chula, then, Kungutsu. Talk to you. Tak, Tumba Jumde, Negi, Nayo. Then, Chu Jang, Chu Namne, she begi. Tami, Jumde, and Sanji Komonte. Top sonre. Dere matu bagi, Jigdingi, Jude, Lonshu, Tanjido. Kung Lu Tongu Tur, Chadan Lu Tone, Tangin Sheba Nan Shingi, Yusa Hinayon, Zahong Tapchaji Nana Yu. Dela Nan Shingi, Choa Hinan, Sunyam La Ten, Namza Hinan, Re Changbachi. Dindi Gitene Kawashene, Ene Tachu Gitunde, Nimbo, the Tatu Sanji Komontende, the Kongan the Share, that Dindi Gitene, Chuji Tunde, Te. 직땡기 샤와 간대인다고 챙기 있나요? 대기단에 득투기야 말해. 대체 이런 게 당긴 시에바나시, 나는 저거 럽종 시야기, 다 럽종 시야인데기, 둠제, 딘데다, 나는서 지금 직땡기 딱 랍다 저거 럽종 시야기 둠제니인데, 배드 난가 카가 차드거래. 노사 카가 차드거래. 대인데 게 당긴 시에바나시래, 저거 럽종 시야는 아주 직땡기 가야, 팬도도 랩트고 민도 왔어. 직땡에 그야기 깨닫는 가서 랩고 민도. 되는 생리 투체인다 민도 소야대요. 가서 용투고 민도. 주제 농수 첨부 진저 가서 용투고야 말해. 가르스는 그 남가 안다고 가가 차대거래. 당분 거 두드드는 그 남가 가가지 차대거래. 대인데. 되는 최지 럽종 대기 직땡이 팬도도서 Dubzendabo, Pendo Lavutendi, Yon to Gia Mare. That's all I tell to the girl.
So, the Buddha, therefore, understood clearly that what he was never going to be able to attain from a worldly perspective was what would be attained and achieved from a spiritual path. And so in some ways that's what a spiritual path allows. It allows us to accomplish what is otherwise never going to come about from a worldly life, no matter how famous or how much money we have. Those outcomes. The outcome of, that is, we could say, the unsurpassed benefit is only there coming from spiritual practice. And so the life story of the Buddha illustrates this point to us. The Buddha was there. His dwelling, his home was a palace. He enjoyed every kind of possible pleasurable thing from a worldly perspective we could imagine. And yet he saw that the essence of all of this was nothing other than suffering. However much one had, however much one tried to enjoy what one had, the essence was only that of suffering. And further engagement in that would never enable one to really abandoned the very root of unhappiness in cyclic existence. In fact, it would only increase those feelings of dissatisfaction and unease. And so that's the reason why the Buddha left behind his entire worldly life, all of the desirable sensory objects that he enjoyed, all of these were left behind. And he developed a completely new objective, which was to transcend that worldly existence and achieve the state of nirvana and awaken as Buddha. He understood that leaving those behind was what he needed to do. Because first and foremost, they were never going to enable him to achieve the outcome of Buddhahood. And on top of that, they actually were going to hinder that and cause hardship for his new objective. And so this is why. He left it all behind. He left his life as a prince. He left the kingdom completely. And he developed an aim that was completely different than a worldly path. He understood that what was needed was to awaken his mind and become enlightened. And in order to do this, everything that he'd been doing and experiencing as a completely worldly royal prince was not only not going to benefit him for the accomplishment of that, but it was actually going to hurt his efforts to do that. And so he decided to embark on a new course that was a practice harmonizing with the spiritual path. And as we know, the story goes, he spent 6 years doing very difficult ascetic practice in the forest before finally journeying to Bodh Gaya in India, where eventually he achieved the ultimate awakening as Buddha. And that awakening was ultimate kind of happiness. And so it's completely different than the kind of pleasure that comes from all the worldly efforts that we make, whatever we might achieve from that perspective, fame and money and so on, the joy that that brings is completely different than the kind of happiness the Buddha achieved when he awakened. For him, that joy was absolutely permanent and unsurpassed, unlike anything else. So he understood that in order to achieve what he was aiming for, what he had not been able to achieve through countless and countless lifetimes, finally was achievable based on the path of practicing a spiritual goal. And eventually that allowed him to then become Buddha. So he left everything, as we know. That's his story. He left the entire worldly existence and the wealth that he had behind. He lived in a very simple dwelling. He begged for food as his livelihood. He wore just a simple piece of cloth. And so that accomplishment, awakening as Buddha, ensued from those efforts as a spiritual practitioner. And this is something he never, ever was going to accomplish following the worldly path. So it's like that, actually. All of our study here at the Shedra, when we think really, what is the outcome? What are we going to achieve from this? As I've said already, any of the worldly subjects that we could apply ourselves to that would allow us to achieve some kind of fame or to invent new things or to become rich and so on, these are not going to be what we achieve on the basis of our study of Dharma. And the reason is because these two paths are completely different from the very get-go. And so we can say clearly, the spiritual path allows us to achieve what will never be able to be achieved based on a worldly journey.
Ti jidi tang nga tso nge che ji lop zhong xie bi ge ta chum zhe ta tu ba te tene ta san ji ji kongbong tega nan xin ge ta da chan bi kongbong ta ya tere di gare ta da chan bi kongbong ta san ji ji kongbong tam ro di ta kor bi ge dung ngar tada de tsawane pa pang ne ene nyange ne ndipi ge tene da dewa lana me pate tene tsu tamru gyare yigi tene nyangde ge dewa lana me pate la tene phonjur chane yagya mare chik nangka jesi gi padu di kana tene nendo a chenji ge dewa inde ta tenji dewa re de gyare Then you think you should listen to the penna chick juzi long shoe and double the Samna Tona and Anunto Sue Nayo chick long shoe chamber change rena, Nazo Gagiore Anunto Enayo, Corwan Denale, Cham, Dan Corvigi, Ravana, the dead deity, then it juzi long shoe, Tesoli Enayo, Shanchin Chaba Chamber, Yedegare. Then in the Judea Longshu Chembo Chowndi, Sembalichi Gasun Rabu Chenji, let the Guyarete. No more Judea Longshu Kandi Chembo Chenji in Nayo. Then neck of Samjigi, Chick Dungan Chembo, Jipa Sejin Rabu Nada, neck of Pendo Chon Chunyu, Jire Mato Bange, Digi Judea Longshu Tege, Dene, that Angishiba Nashin Sanji Komosia under the Dutch and Bikomosia. Tenji dewa tabala, ke penje ta mije bata maje bage nabache deji chandu gyaru. Dega nan shingi chi juje longshu layo, takba tenba kanyan mere. Nanon chogu misi chi lisamna tonayo, yunbi kausu longshu chenbo te, ya lo chenbo chandu di urbo chandu gyaru mambu yadu gyaru. Kul takba tenba kanyan yo mare. Dega nanshin ki chi, njikten ki chi, kegas, kegas ya nabo, deso le samna tong shoda yon, ko chik tako tenba kanyan me de gare. Lok nama la, hienda nzambuli ni chab denge chinji ina yon, yon ti jesu, mitham je ki mambe mera tong ya jo, tindi ki, yon ti su te o lega ya de gare. Ti si di ta njikten ki, chik, Chu kari inaya Dine Da pento dabanganam soku yunon chandri mato Dine pento mebata maze Ludon sem nikala Kun nabacheze Niji chadagar Nungartiji chadagar Da dindri nesu de Machin undi Dine Chik chuji lobjongji che denayo Chug love John Chen and Chug Chick Chen double dead, said Lev Denayo. Then it Chug Dandate Lane Taya Payu. Then it Chug did the Shen Yajo Tigion, Jikin Dubzezo. Take it Juzel on Shu Dubzezo. Chug did the Shen Yajo Tigion, get out Dubzezo. That in this in it, then it Chug Menda would that take it. Then it Dubju. Dunda uji, duze shene, peshe yon shinji loba tonke yon natsu yon do gyare. Dindi ki ta peshe shinji loba ji tondo na, ta chu janda majan kayan mere. Di shenya li pendo zane menken, tangi nge sheba nashin, duze chola, nrosung chola, degi penze mugu, neze, dindi chenji chan do gyare. Dindi mayin bagi, Any chu korongi, korong the timbigi, dene, bepsi tong, 코로나 팀비 건에 서서 배시지 떠온디 데 문에 직 직댕기 샤와 강기야 펜바 룹 미통게 만부 진지 에니 최근에 룹 통게 차운도 와 베나 미카시에게 샘주데 컨트롤 챔버튼데 용기로 와 미 컨트롤 챔버튼데 용 동킹게 미데 딱 컨트롤 되게 미 바로 볼어 내바치엔도지 미 바로 보죠 소설 마가데 용로교아래 소설 내내 삼나요 컨트롤데 여자네 정도 샘네 찍 대화나 보잔 레그면도와 컨트롤 세야 되게 주디 이미 대화 송겨네 샘 둥아르 찍이든 컨트롤 하는도 그래 딘디게 컨트롤 챔버데 다치 뉘진 로송토네 디 컨트롤데 마 시야게 탁시에서 그나요 뉘진 로송토네 컨트롤데 시트구면도와 직 멤버다고 멘주인다고 쟤는 멘지 땐도 저 되게 컨트롤 챔버데 마 시에뚝다 되나요 되게 시트구면도 와 딱 너무 컨트롤 나는 직 샘나 내가 쟤는 그 컨트롤 때 딱 맨날 가기로 와 아주 샘데 동아 챔버지 여드겨라 디 컨트롤 그 동아 빵제 때 딱 당긴 쟤바 나시 직 Moon doesn't tone, come mevazo to Gamare. Manger said you get mevazo to Gamare. Tick Trichig Rimenda Mambo Jigone, control mevazo to Gereza Teozo to Gamare. That control Kirtiglan Sanayo, D control de Pam mevazo de la, and an amtan Kirtig mevazo to Gundua. Control ge, Niembo, Shambig Sam. Teganaji, Minjig Sam. D Then a churu, churun drone, then a dead on Timbig gone, then a semi now, devate, shook chair and drone, that dingy get semi dungate, papanje get top day, that chur de rema do bagging, jigging you go for Kangi or del Pontogumendoa, then Pomendo and also Sheba Shudoyo, not so hack or two achinger, take what you carry marwa. Dingy jig sam not down, do? Chug lojon jeja jo tege Dunga sijil samna tonayon Jikting nobo kangeon shimituba Di dunga de chugon shizizonogdua Jikting nobo kandijigio semle Deva ter metukete Any chugone semla deva chebarjin tendogdua Pena Natsu samla lonshu chambuji chana natsu semle chikchiboji yongre tengrede Tichibuchi minda, Milonshi, Chembo, Mambo, Semle, Kanga, Semji, Nata, Semle, Ninsen, Koyu, Dunga, Nadengi, then Mambochi left the Gundua. They in the Lonshugi, Semle, Deva take Mendua. Kedag, Semle, Deva take Mendua. Semle, Deva, Noma, Tenkin, and that cheer the Chadagar. Cheer gonna Semle, Deva, the Terundi, D. Deva, the Madurun Roga, Mara, Yaro, Yaro. Deva de Cheru, Cherun Roya, Jevan Delisamna Dona, Cheruno, Jevan Shiminekan, Delejan Cheru Zondi, Tama, Danging in Cuban, Yetamba Jamde, Nashin Shene, and a Tenji Dua, Sanji Sale, Dekurimba, Yindu Ya, Yaru, Yaru Liat, and a Tinog Noa. Tindi, that Tindigi, Samna Jitondi, Moning, I don't so get Rosun Tong Yaju Tongo Cheba. Ganga Javne Chu Jong Yajutong Jongo Chaba Jik and Jikting is Shawa Nabu Tangatu Chi Jude Long Shu Sanda Keda Sanda Buji Natsu Drup Dena could drup me to a Kayam Marite. Did Druba Lecha? Did a Chu Jong Yajutigi? Then a Pendu Chewa, Niba Chewa Nabu, did it live Lunda? Didn't dig some of the town? Did one inching around Miss Dele? Chuna, Lovjon Jay, and your teon. That money, Lovjon Jenda, the Mandrava, Chick, Tundi, Chimbuchinji, tak ten ten ji shung du sam sam ge ene so su ngwe ne na yo jik chu ji lob jong she ya jo te ge tene jik da so su ina lob jong che ya jo te je go chen du sam jik so su so so le tene ga wa che je ten ri ji tene yong ge are tak ten ri ge sam na ta on de ten ga che jik chu ji lob jong se ya te tene pen do chen bo nu ba chen bo Jigging Lojong Kanaya, Manda and Double Gay, then it tumor my imbigate, Lojong Ji, then got to go to Gundua.
The ultimate accomplishment, we could say, or goal, measure that we can. Succeed based on our spiritual study is the attainment of either arhatship or the level of a fully awakened Buddha. This is the ultimate outcome of the spiritual path. And so when an individual attains either of those, the state of an arhat or full awakening as a Buddha, then what this means is that the suffering and unhappiness that characterizes being in cyclic existence is absolutely discarded from its very root. And one attains in what we call nirvana, the state of joy and happiness that is unsurpassed by absolutely anything else. That is happiness described as being unchanging. It is described as happiness that abides as long as the sky exists. It is stable. It is completely different than the kinds of temporary satisfaction that might come from worldly activities. And so whoever we are in the world, we have this thinking that we have a little bit of wealth. Whoever it is, actually we're happy. We can go places, we can move around this planet, we can see things. So definitely whoever we are, abiding in samsara, we experience a bit of clinging to wealth, a bit of attachment to money. But that joy, if we really think about it, it's just temporary. It doesn't last. No matter how much wealth a person will have, such is never going to be able to really dispel the deep feeling of dis-ease of being in samsara. It only provides a temporary kind of relief from that. It's nothing compared to the joy of actually arriving at the state of a fully awakened Buddha or even an arhat. And in fact, actually having a lot of wealth, while it may give that temporary sense of well-being, ultimately doesn't benefit at all and in fact hurts us in what we're aiming for. And so we know it, just thinking about wealth, it's nothing stable. Plenty of people make efforts when they're young, they amass a lot of money, and they die as very, very poor people. In their older years, they become very poor. Wealth is nothing stable or permanent, nor is fame. We know this. Last year, those people who are world famous, this year are the ones being slandered and criticized. There's nothing reliable in that whatsoever. And so from whatever perspective we accomplish a worldly aim, the benefits of that are just temporary. They last for only a short period of time, and ultimately they harm us. They harm our bodies, they harm our speech, they harm our minds. And in fact, they caused the more suffering for us. They become the cause of greater unhappiness to arise. And so this is the really important point to recognize about these paths. Because if we don't understand that and mistake that crucial point, it is possible that all of our study of Dharma and the little bit of knowledge that comes out of that, we might in fact use in very much the wrong way. And that would be, thinking that on the basis of whatever little knowledge one has gained from Dharma study, then one tries to use that actually to accomplish worldly aims. Without understanding, this is what could happen if we don't understand really the benefits that come from spiritual endeavor and how different that path is from a worldly path. And so we have a saying that actually in the process of trying to practice the Dharma, in fact, we think we'd be made really some medicine that will help us. Actually, what we end up with is poison that really hurts us, because our spiritual practice becomes completely mistaken, and we use it in absolutely the wrong way to try and accomplish worldly kinds of aims with it. And from that perspective, we could say there'd be absolutely no difference between people who've actually studied something regarding the spiritual path and those who've never studied anything regarding the spiritual path. If we let that happen, then all of the time and the effort and the investment we make to understand the teachings of the Dharma would be absolutely wasted. And so, this is a very important part to understand, that the study and the knowledge that comes out of our study of the Dharma needs to be applied and used in harmony with the teachings themselves. It's absolutely a mistaken path to think that one can accomplish the spiritual teachings and then use them to engage in a worldly manner. If we think, just about also one of the emotions, anger, and how some people naturally are short-tempered. And if we think about how the moment that we get angry, not only does that make another person upset and feel bad, but in the moment of anger, the one who's angry absolutely is not happy inside. So anger has the result of hurting two people. It destroys both oneself and others. It never brings anything but unhappiness. And in fact, anger comes out of a mind that's very unhappy. That's its nature. And so we can pay money to try and subdue our anger. We could try and deal with this with different drugs or medicine. But these never actually enable us to control our temper and to get a handle and a grip on that emotion of anger. And so when we really think carefully about this, it's only the teachings of the Dharma that really serve as an effective antidote to subdue just even this one example of anger, this destructive emotion of anger. And so we could say all of our effort to study the teachings over a 9-year period, if we just arrive to understand that the best antidote for anger is, as taught in the teachings, compassion and loving kindness, bodhicitta itself. Actually, that's what we're studying. If we come to that place and we understand that that antidote, bodhicitta, is unlike anything else we could ever apply to try and subdue that angry mind, and it does, and we can experience that. And as that happens, as we apply those antidotes, bodhicitta, and watch our own anger become less and less, simultaneously the suffering in our minds that is there with the anger becomes less and less, and happiness just naturally increases. So really, the only method for abandoning and really being able to turn away from just this one example of a negative emotion is the teachings of the Dharma. This is what they enable us to do, and nothing else does. And this isn't something that's secret or hidden. All we have to do is just look into this matter a little bit and analyze it, and we can see this for ourselves. Worldly activity is just causing more suffering. From any perspective, it's not going to enable us to pacify our own minds. And so, when we think the spiritual endeavor, then, is really what it is that allows us to be happy. It's that. That is the benefit that's coming out of this study. Again, we know however much money one individual might have, we might think that, of course, if you're rich, you're going to be happy. We know that's not the case. How many rich people are mentally ill, not to mention happy? They're sick. So money doesn't bring happiness. Fame doesn't bring happiness. What brings genuine sense of happiness and well-being in our mind is the teachings of the Dharma and our practice of the Dharma. And that's a kind of happiness that doesn't easily be dissipated. It doesn't just go away. It is built from lifetime to lifetime. The kind of joy that comes and happiness from our practice, it becomes higher and greater as we move until, like Buddha, we finally achieve the state of awakening that is characterized by happiness that never changes like the sky. And so, when you think about it from this perspective, then we know that no matter how much effort we feel we've made to come here and study, the investment we've made, the hardships we endure while we're here, we will do that happily. We understand that the whole purpose of this is to achieve something that we could never achieve from another approach. And so, compared to everything we think we might get as we engage in worldly activity, we know our practice of the Dharma is going to bring a benefit that's much greater than that. It's going to have potential and power that far surpasses anything from the worldly sphere. And so, therefore, we definitely feel that we can spend our entire life studying the Dharma to get that outcome. And so this is the way we should think about it. And doing so, then, each and every one of us could really rejoice at the efforts we're making to be here and to apply ourselves. That way of thinking allows us to really celebrate all of our efforts here, recognizing that the benefit and the power that is going to come out of this effort is going to be something extraordinary and unlike anything we could ever attain from a worldly point of view.
Sosu semju do jar undu, di chule yung ko pendo chile gare.
chiji tanda nipa ji yon ko ondi teyon semju li jay ondi yon ko ngama le jang flak bi yon pendo chi le ongare. Ti indi chiji pendo de semji ju li jay ne eni chiji pendo de longche tuwa ji gogiri mato ba ge te chiji nge mambo ndo do nga mambo ji jang yue sam ti tanda mambo ji shen sung sam ti shen jo de de ko paaz ba sha shan ndigre Kote nghe sem nung lo sam na tong ade mare. Sem nung nghe sam na tong ade ngale ngu go gindu. Ngale keda go gindu. Di nghe sam na tong ade de yin sam sam rabo shene kyu ji tanda de pas pa ya. So su sam na tong tong de kaka ji tong de na de tangi cheba na ji kyu lega chane menge chan do gare. De nga tu non chu chan do gare. Beshi shinji loba chan do gare. Pena nga tu ge Pecha jongbi kawso, shirobi ki tumta mambu janggu gare. Tumta nse, tumta nile jongdi, shiroba ki tumta, ta shiroba sana hindu ki tumta mambu jangha yare. Ti tumta mambu janggu di nga ge, ta tenson ta trengi mendo mato, nga mambu janggu. Ti jongdi, ti tumta di nge shene, nge semle jago, tene nge janggu me. Ta hindu ki chulu de kante kante rendu, teo hako gugundu. Tene lakbi ki nangbi chulu de kande rendu, tene ili cheba kande rendu samna, nye tende ki chedu, tene hindu ki chik trumta tende yon, te jongi yare. Tene tangi cheba nashi, hindu ki trumta ki tanda de shen suna, nye te nyamne chegu tengi yamare. Tene nashi shene, nye tari nangba ki chue ndo do nga mambo ji jangi yin, te jane nye nyamne chegu miten, te nye shen suna ene nga keda jilev gindu. Tēk ngāle ngū jīk tāwiā kī pēntō jī yōngkīndu sāṁsān rāpō tīndrī kī sāṁ nō kō tsāni zōndi nōr tārē, pēntō tāni mēbā chā tārē. Tīndrī māyīmbā kī tīndrī chū jī tāndā kāntē shēmbā tē sōsī sēm kī jūlē jārdā tīk chū jī pēntō tē shūk chērū chērū tīn rōgindwā. Pēnā ngāndā pūnā chīnā ngā tēnsōng That chick sometimes to say argument in mother to say radio, near chug love don't jet here. Church love don't jet there at the near the Mamba and me mambo jiri pashe, me mambo than an alley to muji mambo jiragre, taking an alkerachem with chagre to get tangy amare. They tend the nun and dumble in a coracom, eight teachings to do the grua. Not chick chuto desolate on Roysena, Gonda, and I on took me to come to me loosen. Nye pede kasar go, nyon tuku mindu sere nye pa ten shuwa pi dugare. Nye te chio ji tanda jion dujo te, nye tangi sheba nanshi, nye kasa kan zambu lini she, nga keda chenpo ji zo, nga pede juze nanshi chenpo ji, chagi du samsam ki samno te ton dugare na, nye terin she jo te sani shesar cho dugarwa. Te tinde mare. That chug loved on the day, chet did one. Kazan get tanda, machin yajo. Didn't tanda the shin on the same the chick, not the mandava chick. Deva Kagaji legandua. Didn't it? Levandua. Deva nanshingi. Any sausage chick, soon do some the chick gum yam end of the chet of sooner. Tanda shimbag, deva legend, flatsy. Didn't yam nisha on the didn't chick. Tele jang hlaak bhi gite ne yo, semle dichi ji lev gyo are ta, ngay nyamne di chambu kanya chetu gomendo. Tendo den chiyo jitanda, shenpa chamji gyo, panto tende lev gomendo. Tende yindi, ta nga ki samno yinna yo, nga tik ta sanyi shiya re sena yo, teri ngi pali ta chik, taung chiyo di lopong che gomendo, samsam ge, samno tende kode gare. Ta chi mi gi na yo, nga da manda wangi tenso mi gi na yo, Sebo menton yajun dabun dadan. So se nam shu yi na yon, nama da lo yenbi ki nam shu yi dabu chenji tenson lebi mendo te. Ndo de taun chu ji lop yon chiya tele, zani yu matuwa chenji. Tende chenji ta ngarong ngane na te lebde gare. Te nge peche tong non tende yon tangin sheba na chi nge, shinji lopi peche ji tong go tene nge lop yon chiga yamare. So se ngone chenji semle jatne, Chichung mato sosu semne jane, ene peshe yang tamba jing tole, ndo tuyangi chik samno shene, ene tine shene tine, lobjong chete gyarwa. Tenga nanshin, 나 저런 소 있나요? 내일 최고 로중생의 탐지 마음발 기계차 누구래서 그냥 놔두고야 말해. 기계차 마차 가야 말해. 차나야 야보래. 마차나야 제발야 말해. 종교야 말해. 최신자 저것도 나한테 소수 생박이 줄이 잘도 되게 둠딜 랩차래. 펜도 랩차래. 로송 똥비 똥고 쳐차래. 강아지비 잡고 쳐차래. 인지민지 고팔랑게 기계인지 용급이 내가 가야 말해. 진지 그 사람은 이제 땅 온데, 되는 아청원에 진지 치워지 롭종 제기하죠 때, 롭종 그게 강나야 만나가게, 얘는 편도 첨부친지, 땡땡 여덕이 어래. 대 여덕이, 얘는 다 치워지 롭종 세야 때, 뒤쳐 좋은 노야, 가도 여 말해. 즉, 상인다고 진지 실행도야게, 즉, 뒤쳐 랩소나요. 당 대린 최지 럽종시 최지 단달의 삼는 땅도 대기하고 팬도지 찬으로 레마도 박이 대기 내가 세야지 가디오 미식 받친지 레드결에 딘디그 삼는 땅 교도 이는 안문에 안은 저기지 최종 지 로그인난다 쭈인난다 쩡한 니슈인난다 간디기 진에 럽종 제대나 디 럽종 제비게 지금 최대 내 편도에 나요 최로 최로야 되네 영혼도 그래 되인데 최지 되네 편도 때 되네 소세 셈박이 줄에 자 되네 셈박 하나만 그 삼나 동동 신질로바 때서 되네 최기 단달라 단달나 자네 삼나 동동데 야루 야루 동야게 탑시시야 돼. 나는 저기 찍 롭종 제비기 힘보 좀제기 나네 타투바 데 딘데 인도 거래 데 인데 딘에 딱 나는 게 찍 삼노 똥똥 냠냠 세지면도 딘데 단 잔네 에네 네 제 넘버를 쉬리 에 제 넘버 경우는 딘데 그 삼노 똥똥 다 딘데 진지레 누도 민도 네 삼발을 대짜네 노르메 탱겨레 네 저런 쪽에 대나신기 노르메도 되나 네 대나신바기 되네 라낸지 따르다 되네 즉 최지 럭용 되게 펜도도 니바데 즉 제와 몸벌 구구야나고 강해요 말해 카요 라요 다다 다다라네 네 샘레 펜도지 렘겨레 펜도 냠수 뇨아친지 여대겨레 young as a chick, lojon take it from day, the Java Mamboji Google with a Tanda Kaya Yamar Sand of the Nikaja Mare. Got Tanda, Tanda really going to so same the Samna Town, the Tigger Churches in it, same the Pendole there, and Church from Dairy. Then the that in the get any Samna Jiton, the number John Den de Gay, Court Jassy Longshire, the Jeba Tamje, Luton. Ah, then it. That number jumped in the Tumo in a duty cigarette, that Titu Yogi and a man of mission, the Gantaya, the Nigi Pumin Zema, Desertanje on Lertone, and a chick Rap the Shun Yaja Desertanje, then eh, one chick Guba Jimsy Chamber Chandra Gdoa. Did a matto baggy, this didn't this son of Matto, the Ham Sandra Tandy, Chanza, Tumba Jumden, the Kaltinger and the Kamba Chibul Dene Miro, Zaka Kamba Nala De Kala Shimbu Sani Miro, Mi Sayag and Toma De Sadi and Karina Samsam Dabo. They don't so miss you by your marva. That Tangi Nesia Bagat and that Tinding on the Samna Tondi, eh, Tumba Chamden Digin Zepa Siate, Nani Tonegi Chick, non Tusani Menke, Dig Langali and Rotu Suna. Then it tangi devat in the Tau Taugi or it. Tam neba change red did the Naronzo Mene in a young Dindi chick Langalia shoot to a change. That day Langali shoes and Lamsam Charon the bed come by you in the chicken dog or say, get at the chimarite. Kadi in a jigging salmon, they shoot chunru chunru ton. Then it chew down Timbig salmon, they shoot cheru cheru ton yagi. Dindi say, any answer, number chandin they gave Jason Jugu to Tana. 이런 아주 편도지 땡땡 용그레 챙겨래. 땡땡, 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 땡땡,
Therefore, understanding that our study of the Dharma is completely different than the study of worldly subjects and the following of worldly goals. It's going to bring results that far surpass what we could ever attain on those paths. And so I think thinking that way is not at all incorrect. Thinking that really Dharma study is much more exalted than worldly endeavor is nothing wrong. So year after year as we study here, then our knowledge is becoming greater and greater. Yet we have to apply that knowledge. This is the point. Whatever we've learned here needs to be used. It needs to be applied. It needs to be connected to our own minds and internalized therein, and used in a way that's unmistaken and proper. And if we're able to actually do that, to connect the meaning of what we learned here to our own minds, then definitely there's where the benefit comes. In this life, in the next life, and those benefits just become greater and greater. So that's what it means to use what we've learned. It means to apply the meaning of these teachings to our own minds. And so it could be the case that some have this idea that everything I've learned on the basis of my study, the topics of sutra, of mantra, and so on, I'm learning so I can teach to others. But that doesn't really have any connection to myself, to my own mind. And I can teach to others, and I might get some money from doing that, and I could become famous from doing that. If we think in that kind of way, clearly then, Dharma study and practice and our way of thinking are completely divorced from each other. This is absolutely the wrong approach. This is not what it means to actually use and apply the teachings. It doesn't mean to teach them to others to accomplish something worldly. And so it's like this example could be of a person, as you know, we often encounter the philosophical belief systems of non-Buddhist schools in the course of our study, those views held by different Hindu schools and so on and so forth. We study a lot of these, of course, in the course of our teachings. I don't remember all of what they might be. But as I studied those, and encountered each of the philosophical viewpoints of those non-Buddhist schools, I certainly wasn't thinking I need to practice what those views are saying. I felt, no, that's not to connect to my mind. That's for understanding the difference between those viewpoints and the Buddhist positions. Someone who takes the same approach regarding the teachings of Buddhism is not going to receive any benefit. Thinking that all of those philosophical points held within the Buddhist schools are to be set aside and don't actually bear any relevance to one's own mind, then is going to completely miss having any benefit come from the study of the Dharma. So that's something to definitely be avoided, and to understand that the whole purpose of study is to apply the teachings, the meaning of those teachings, right to our way of thinking. And if we do that, the benefits just become better, higher, greater, and ongoing. From myself these days, even whenever I can find the time, I apply myself also to studying. And it's not because I'm thinking, in the future, I'm going to then teach what I'm studying. And I can become famous, and maybe I'll get offerings of money. I never think this way. If I were to be thinking that way, I'd be traveling all the time. Just the opposite. I'm all turning down invitations all the time to come and teach. But if I had the aim that, or I had the motivation that studying was just meant for teaching, then I'd be traveling all the time. I'm thinking today whatever I study is what needs to be taught tomorrow, but that's definitely, definitely not the way I'm approaching it. Studying the Dharma is necessary so that we can apply the meaning to our own minds and internalize that. And then when we do that, we will have in our own experience a kind of happiness that is unlike anything we've known before. And then if we are actually diligent in taking that into the context of practice itself, then even compared to the joy that comes from connecting the meaning of the teachings with our own minds, the joy experienced from practicing that is even greater. And so I can just say from my side, definitely, already there's a great happiness that comes from understanding the meaning of the teachings. And then later, if one teaches or not, it's not so much of a difference. From my side, I know even as we get older and the eyesight starts to fade and go down, I never would come to the place of thinking, I don't want to study more, or I'm not going to continue to study or practice. And so the point is that the teachings should be put to use in a proper way, not in a perverted way, not to just serve worldly aims, but for the best use of correcting our own minds. That's the whole point. We're not studying here so that we can become teachers. Becoming a teacher or not makes absolutely no difference. If we've become a teacher, fine, that's good. If we don't become a teacher, there's no difference at all. It doesn't matter. The point of studying the Dharma is to apply the meaning of it right inside of our own minds. And so that, compared to anything we could accomplish from a worldly perspective, far, far surpasses it. And so whether the outcome of our study means we'll be teachers or not is something certain, and it's really not the most important point. The important point is that study of Dharma allows us to accomplish something that otherwise we could never attain. It will bring into our own experience benefits that are unlike anything we've ever known before. And we really understand that, we can also know that there's never an end to studying. It's not that we reach a limit to that endeavor of studying. And thinking also, if I even die tomorrow, today still I'll study. The meaning, the precious words of these teachings, actually we could think that way too, when we understand this is the benefit that comes out of it. So 9, 10, 15, 20 years, there's no limit to how much we can study and the benefits that come. Because the benefits just increase. They become greater and greater when the meaning of the teachings is internalized within our minds and we actually apply what we're learning to our beings. And so, before the way that we might have thought about things could have been incorrect. And so, when we apply what we've learned to in the correct manner, it helps our whole thinking become uplifted further and further. We could say that's the whole essence of study. That's the final result of study. To awaken. And so, I'm sharing this to you now based on my own experience. And whether or not you think this is correct is up to you. But I think everything that I've shared is true. If you also come to that same conclusion based on your looking into the matter, then you'll see as well. The key point is to apply the meaning of what we're studying right to our own minds. And then the incredible, powerful, beneficial outcomes of that will not be something that we have to wait many lifetimes to experience. Not at all. We start realizing the benefits right here and now. It's not the case that, oh, these are something only realized after many, many lifetimes from now. As soon as the meaning of the teachings mingles and is applied right there within the domain of our own experience and minds, we realize the benefits of doing so. And that's the real outcome of our study. So it's important to think of it this way. And then we can understand why Lord Buddha did what he did. Why he turned his back on the kingdom. It said he had 60 queens. I don't know if he had 60 queens, but he had many beautiful women. And chose a path of renunciation. Because there was a huge purpose by doing so. If we don't recognize that, it's very possible to think, how strange, why would someone want to do that? Turn away from things that seem so luxurious and enjoyable, palace, lovely food, being waited upon, to choose the opposites of those circumstances that involved great hardship. It's not impossible that someone could have that way of thinking, not understand. But when we realize that the entire life trajectory of the Buddha was one absolutely unmistaken journey towards the definite accomplishment of a state of happiness that was permanent, then we can fully understand the decisions that he made, and they make sense to us. And we can also follow the same path. That's what we need to know. And I'm not saying that we need to all renounce our houses and leave them. That's not the point here. The point is that we can reduce our involvement in worldly activity and increase as we can our attention to an interest in following the spiritual path. And that's what it means to be a follower of the Buddha. And 100% sure if we adopt that approach, we will realize the benefits of doing so. So I think our time has been reached here, and I've just shared with you a few of my thoughts on this occasion. And I hope they'll be beneficial.
So that's it. I'm going to go to the next one.